Just find something to do. Listen to the city. It's crying out. We want to hear hope. It's crying out. And then there are some of us tonight that it is time to shake off fear and begin to use and testify of our faith again. You know, sometimes when you're around work people and, you know, you go through things and things don't work out the way you thought they should have worked out or what they expected. We prayed for my uncle and, you know, he died. I had you pray for my mother-in-law and she died. 101 things. People always remember the worst. But don't let what you call faith failures cause you to become paralyzed around the people that you are called to witness to. Amen. Testify. Tell them what you believe. Tell them what took place. Tell them what God did for you. Do not be ashamed of your faith. And continue to reach out. Continue to volunteer to pray. Continue to get involved. Continue to be involved in their life. And don't be ashamed. The body of Christ in the last 12 years has become very silent. And it's time for us to get loud again. Not obnoxiously loud, but loud enough to be heard. We'll let everybody else talk, and it's like we are ashamed to present Jesus. He is the only thing that matters. So we need to make sure that we start testifying again. Stop thinking, what if it doesn't happen? Stop thinking, well, you know, I don't want to be ashamed if it doesn't come to pass. What if I fail again? Or what if I don't make it? Or what if? You know, all those things are challenges that we all face. But it's time for you and I to get beyond them. Remember that you were born for an appointed time. There's no time like this in the history of America. Shane, you were born for a time like this. God believes in you more than you will ever believe in yourself. More than your mama, your papa, your grandpa. It doesn't matter who believed in you. God trumps them all. And he believes in what he put in you. He believes in what he's called you to do. He believes in your trusting and relying on him. And he believes that some way you will do what he's called you to do. You may not find it overnight, but you keep trying it. You know, life in Christianity is a life of proving. Prove all things. And sometimes you prove that what you're doing is not what you're supposed to be doing. Well, then that's okay. But at least you have eliminated one place that you're not going to be, so that you can find out where you're supposed to be. Amen? How about your jobs? How many jobs you had in a lifetime?
Three.
Three. Well, man, you haven't been very motivated, have you? No, in my younger days, I had three in a week. Hallelujah. But look, we try things. Do you know that most people go to college, change their major 4 to 5 times in a 4-year period, and most colleges that say your 4 years end up being 5 and 6? I tell my kid, think about it, because what you choose, you're sticking with. You aren't going to stick me no more money. I ain't giving you no more money. You better make sure your choice is a good one. You want to be a plumber? Then you better go look at toilets, because that's where your head's going to be stuck for the next 35 years. Amen. But we sometimes, we just don't prove. So it's a way of life. Instruction is a way of life. If a righteous man falls, hey, he gets up. If he falls seven times, he gets up the eighth time. The Bible speaks in Ecclesiastes, you sow. You don't know what the devil's going to do. You don't know what the wind is going to bring. You don't know what type of storm you're going to face. But keep on sowing, because at the right time, it's coming back. You just keep on doing it, invading, pushing forward. But we all have been born at an appointed time. Just think if Phyllis hadn't been born at the right time. I'd be married to a teenager. Whoa. That's a problem in itself. Teenagers. We all are praying, God, help us through this time. God, I don't want to kill my child. I don't want to go to jail. Help me with my teenager. I don't want to be married to one of them. Amen? What if she'd have been born later? I'd be married to an old woman. Come to think about it, I am married to an old woman. She's 69. What do you call old? What do you call old, young man? 35. 30. Yeah. You don't think anybody's ever going to leave my dad. Man, my grandkids say, Papa, you're older than dirt. I said, son, I'm not older than dirt, but I am pretty close to getting under it. Another 20 years, I'll be out of here. But listen, we all have a call and a destiny. And no matter what you try to fill it with in life, you're never going to be happy. You have a destiny. You were born at an appointed time. God chose that time. Before the foundations of the earth, before the moon, the sun, before the mountains, before dry land, before he said light be, he gave you a purpose. He gave you talents. He gave you giftings. Do you do computers? Not really. What do you do? What do you do in the factory? Huh? Lead people? Where do you lead them? Okay. So you have a talent for managing people. How many kids you got? You may be having a dozen. You're going to lead them. Listen, all of us have something. Now, what are you gifted for? And where can you use it? This is up to you, because what you do with it is designed to bring a harvest into the kingdom. Into the kingdom. You may not think it very important what you do, but there are people that will never hear anybody but you. So what are we going to do with what God has given us, equipped us to do, and what he's called us to do? A divine purpose. We all have a purpose. And then we need to trust the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost can say no as well as he can say yes. So step out there, and if he says no, say, oh, okay, then back up. But what if you never go? I'd rather hear no than nothing. Amen? Can you bake cookies? Okay. Every neighbor should have cookie crumbs around their lips and your testimony echoing in their ear. Your testimony is a statement of your faith. And as you give it out, faith is like contagious. It comes by hearing. So all we have to do is just share it. And faith is taken from us and placed in them. So make cookies. I expect to see your kitchen light burning tonight. Now, all of us have something. What are we going to do? It's time to wake up. It's really time to get about the Father's business. For such a time as this. Such a time as this. Yes, it's perilous times. It's time where fear can grip us. It's time where even our nation, the world, doesn't know what to do with the virus. That amazing? They don't know what to do. One day it's mask, next day it's not. One day it's 6 foot, next day it's okay to be in a crowded room. Nobody knows what's going on, but Jesus hasn't changed. Amen? And so we still have the work of the kingdom to do. And believe me, every one of our neighbors is saying, we need hope. We need hope. We need faith. We need to hear from somebody that knows what God is doing. And believe me, they want to hear you. And they need to hear you. And they're waiting to hear you. So let's go out and do it. Just do it. You got a big screen TV? You invite people over to watch football games? You lead people, you just don't like them or what? You're around them all day, forget them, I'm going home, be at peace. Use your TV as a place of attraction. Really, folks, just use the simplest things. You know, I see my wife would be saying, who are those people? I said, I don't know, honey. She told me the other day, she said, you have got to quit inviting people out to our house to fish when you don't even know them. I said, I know it, but sooner or later, they get out there and they sit down. I go out and talk to them about Jesus. She said, well, you know what? Talk to them before you invite them fishing. Stop. She said, I don't even know these people. They just hoard to our house. I said, well, I'm not asking you to feed them. She said, that's the only thing that saved your life. Now, I invite people, oh, yeah, bring your kids out. And they come. Who does that? People that need hope. So you just talk to them about Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's do something. Let's do something. This church is set right in a field of harvest. A field of harvest. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up towards heaven. Father, oh God, we worship you. We worship you, Father, and we just thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you're about to do in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father. We worship you that God, you had us for an appointed time. This is our hour. This is where we get to rise up and give voice for our faith. Give testimony, God, of what you have done for us. God, let us move in the equipment, the giftings that you've given us. Let us, God, reach out and apply ourselves to a purpose. God, let us trust the Holy Ghost. He will lead us and guide us. God, be glorified. Let us be awakened. Let the weary be strong. Let the discouraged, God, be encouraged. Let us, God, find a plow put our hands to. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Is there somebody here that, how do I want to say this? You were born with a short leg. I don't think that it's a chiropractor thing. I think that you were born with a short leg. Is there anybody here that had that is born with a short leg? Okay, all right, that's fine. Now we don't have to pray for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. How are you doing? She's not? She's not. Okay. Do you have the disc problem in your lower back? Okay, you step out here. I really thought it was you. I thought you was a harder worker in here, but I see she's carrying the load. All right. And how long have you had that?
Oh, I just got re-injured a couple years ago. So 20 years ago, I had a car accident, and then I was injured at work. Activated.
Okay. And you go to chiropractor for that? Or?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Jesus is a master. And he is going to heal this. You're not going to have any more problem with it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak right now to this vertebrae, God, right now to this disc, in the name of Jesus. I command it right now and all of the pain to come out of her right now. Loose her in Jesus' name. Oh, God, for your glory, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, check yourself. Did you have pain when you came here tonight? Good. Check yourself.
I can feel a difference. Yeah. I hurt all the time, so.
Really? All right. Then praise God. That's it. Hallelujah. And how about you, young man? What's wrong with you? Does your wife have migraine headaches? Does he? Somebody, is it your mother or something? I feel a sense that somebody is connected to a migraine headaches. Oh, your migraine headaches. Do you know her? Yeah. I was just getting ready to see if one of your mothers have migraine headaches. All right, come up here, Mom. And you get them all the time?
Every day.
Every day?
All day long.
Have you tried sending him on vacation? Didn't work?
No.
Oh, man. Then it must be the devil. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command right now these migraine headaches in Jesus' name come out of her right now. Loose her. Let her go. Don't ever come back in Jesus' name. God, and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How long you been married? You don't have any children yet? You don't want any? Oh. So, but when you have them, you want to have bunches? Nope. Man, boy, you can't talk them people into no kids. Hallelujah. Praise God.